Again, we have a situation of Hilchos Chanukah. What I'd like to begin with is a question that I discussed the other night with Hatzalah, but I didn't go into the details of the question. Just to be more ma'ayin into this question that is Nageya today, really only today. I would like to try a different approach and a different angle. And this way, we can ourselves delve in, be ma'ayin, as you've heard me numerous times. Chanukah is about Tarsha Baal Peh, and it's about being ma'ayin in Torah Shebichsav through Tarsha Baal Peh. So I would like to just have a discussion after learning some halachas, and I want to hear what you say to the question that came up the other day. So we're going to go from a different angle. We're going to start from a halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. And from there, I will ask you what you think. Mechaper says like this in Hilchos Tefillah Siman Kuches. Someone may purposely did not daven. Purpose, not an accident. He purposely did not daven. He can't make it up. Now, what's called purpose? Why would someone not daven purposely? So either he was mincha time and he says, you know what, I'm going to take a nap. And he falls asleep. He should have davened mincha before the nap. That's called hizid. There are cases of where someone maybe just says, you know what, you know what the halach is. You heard me speak about this on a Friday night. That might be considered hizid too. Ein lo tashlum. You cannot make it up. We make up tefillah where it was an accident. But if it's not an accident either, if you were an oinus, you also don't have to make it up. You only make up tefillah if it was a shaygig. Afilu b'tefillah if you want. If you want, you could. If you want to make it up, you daven a tefillah nedava. Chabad says you don't need a chiddush. If it's falloise tefillah smucholah, you don't have to mechadish anything in Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to add anything to Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings down you do from the Shitas Hagra and the Bach. I don't really want to talk about these cases of because this is a separate share. What's considered accidentally you did not daven. We just have to learn the Mishnah Berurah. It's such an interesting Mishnah Berurah because the case that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. It's not a common question. And I don't believe that any of you thought of this question. So let's just see this unique Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says like this, Misha Balabesa Knesset says, someone who comes for shul, someone who harvests, you come Irish time. So you daven, there's a mincha plag. Today it's common to have these plag minchas. You go to shul and you don't remember what time maybe mincha is, Ma'ariv is, you walk into shul. And that day, you thought that you daven mincha already. You normally daven mincha 1 o'clock, daven 1:30. You go to this plag mincha ma'ariv, and you come at the shul, and you daven ma'ariv. It's still day. It's mebayyon. You daven after plag before shkia. But you really didn't daven mincha on that day. You made a mistake. It can happen. It happened. You thought you daven mincha because that's your normal day, your schedule, and then you end up davening ma'ariv. Oh, but you didn't daven mincha yet. So absolutely, I need the Olam to learn. We're going to be Madaik Mishabura. We usually try not to do that, but Shamazam and Orbach does. So let's learn this Mishabura. Absolutely, you did wrong. So like, you should have davened. You should have davened for Mincha. You walked into Shul, you should have had a mind on davening Mincha. While they're davening Ma'ariv, you should daven Shemoneh Esrei with them. Yes. But your Shemoneh Esrei is a Mincha Shemoneh Esrei. You daven ma'ariv. You thought you were davening ma'ariv. You thought you daven mincha ready. Don't compare this to you purposely did not daven. You didn't daven mincha purposely. You didn't daven mincha. That's considered purposely. It's not considered amazing. Why not? Because you didn't avers man tefillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that why is this not amazing? Don't compare it to amazing because really. We have to understand what was this person thinking, but it's not really going to get to my question. But he walks into shul, and he thought, you know, I should daven ma'ariv. The daven ma'ariv, will daven ma'ariv with them. That's what he thought. So we're talking about again. Someone doesn't know halacha. He thought they should daven ma'ariv. You know what? Let me daven ma'ariv. Then they told him what he did. You didn't daven chiyur, or he asked the wrong. He didn't daven chiyur. It doesn't make a difference what season it is. All I want to know is this person davens ma'ariv. And now he davens, and now he says, oh no, I didn't daven mincha. So he has to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. That next Shemoneh Esrei davens, is that a mincha Shemoneh Esrei or is that a ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei? You have to make a tashlumin. What type of a mincha? That second Shemoneh Esrei. So again, he walked into shul, daven ma'ariv. So let's say he comes in tonight, right after Shkia, even this question would come up, possibly, although the Shavuot case is not going to be Nagia. But you come into Shul, you figure, all right, Davi Marv, Davi Marv. The neck, but it's still within 20 minutes of Shkia. So it could be minute time. So that's why, let's just stick to my plot case, because that seems to be so prevalent these days. You walk in, and you daven in a plag minch, and you thought, you know what, the davening ma'arv ready, it's after plag, let me daven ma'arv, I'll daven minch. Then you said, oh, but I didn't daven minch yet. So you didn't daven minch yet. What would that be on Rosh Chodesh? If it was Rosh Chodesh. So that night is Rosh Chodesh. You daven ma'arv, that ma'arv will see, l'chayr needs the alviyah, but you davening ma'arv. But you didn't daven minch yet. So the next Shemayin Esrei, is that a mincha Shemayin Esrei? And therefore, you don't say Yalav Yavi because for mincha, it's not yet, it's not night. Or no, you already daven Ma'ariv, and in your Ma'ariv, maybe you said Yalav Yavi, maybe you didn't. Let's assume you did. So now you're davening another Shemayin Esrei. That second Shemayin Esrei, it's still really for the day before. Oh, say Yalav Yavi, that Shemayin Esrei. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wants it up. So again, I have no problem with you. What? No, because he doesn't say, you'll see right now, he doesn't say, that's what we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't say that. So again, you daven Ma'ariv first, you still didn't daven Mincha from the previous day. In your Ma'ariv, you said, Ya'al B'Yavoy, said Ya'al B'Yavoy. In your Mincha, you have to still daven. Is that next Shemayin Esrei, a Mincha Shemayin Esrei, or is it Tashlum Shemayin Esrei? You didn't daven Mincha, you have to daven 2 Ma'arivs. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this, look at his Lashon, that's why you have to be Medayik's words. Ba'af im Tintzulayma. And even if you're going to tell me, she Shalizbal, you can't daven Mincha anymore, you daven Ma'ariv, you daven Mincha. Kivan Shikvar Asalaila, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is Medayik. That means that's not the Mishnah Berurah's Svara. Minas Svara is you have to daven Mincha, and you can still daven Mincha. He says that even if you're going to tell me that you can't daven Mincha anymore because you already daven Ma'ariv, Mikomokom Ella Arbishtayim. So the second Ma'ariv is a Tashlumin. So you'll men Yask Yal the other Gam Mishnia because you already said Rosh Chodesh in your first Menasrei. Who I did, and here it came to Shabbos, if it's Friday night, you follow Shneer, you have to daven, the second Shemin Esrei is going to be a Shabbos Shemin Esrei, Chasrach Reinem, but Reinem say that if you did not mention Yalav Yavah in your first Shemin Esrei, so then don't mention Yalav Yavah in your second, because it's still day, so it's Mincha, although you daven Ma'ariv. So again, you daven Ma'ariv, let's say tonight, you daven Ma'ariv at Plag, and you didn't say Al Nisan, but you didn't daven Mincha yet. So would you say Al Hanisim tonight if you daven Mincha after Ma'ariv? That's the question. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question.
The best way to be looking at the
Tfilah. What?
The best way to be looking
at the Tfilah. Then you're in
Hanukkah. No, then you're making it worse. Hey, the guy's up to Plag. You daven Ma'ariv with the Plag Mincha. You daven Ma'ariv, he says, but I didn't daven Mincha yet. Oh, so he's got daven Mincha. But he daven, did he say Al Hanisim and Ma'ariv? Again, this is not my question for the night. But this is the question. It's the same Mishnah Berurah.
If it's the only Mincha around, without changing
anything. Whatever the current.
Right, but you can't Shemin Esrei, right? But it's a Mincha Shemin Esrei.
Is that top point, is it considered a makeup Shemin Esrei?
Well, it
that's Mishnah Berurah, bring both sheet and both scorers down. He says, no matter what, whether it's a makeup or not a makeup, if you said, yeah, if you already said, yeah, I'll be over, so you accepted on yourself the Shchaydish, and the Shchaydish, right? Even though you dive in the second Shemin Esrei, which is a Mincha Shemin Esrei, you still have to say Yalav Yavah, but if you didn't say Yalav Yavah in the Ma'ariv, then you don't have to say Yalav Yavah in the Mincha.
If it's a makeup, just wait for now.
So that's what we're going to see right now. My question is, which is a more practical story.
You already learned once you daven Ma'ariv, it's night for you.
Yeah.
So therefore, it would be night. Anything you're going to daven after, it's already night.
That's what we're
going to
see. No, yeah. So that's what we have to see. But you're right. Yitzhi's right, making a very good point. Because the Mishnah Berurah does say in Hilchos Purim that if you daven Ma'ariv, just that's what's the next one on the sheet. Sit base. Omer al anisim b'layla v'yom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Apilum hikdim l'spal arvus. Even if you daven Ma'ariv early, kaidim tseisa k'chavim. Look at the Shaar Tzion. He says, kainer is daiti. If you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv from plaga mincha, I didn't find any paisik that says that don't say yal v'yavim if you daven from plaga. That's if you see the Shaar Tzion. Chemin, tir lahav, if you make Abdullah from plag, after you daven Ma'ariv, alavad l'chshinu, when you tfil l'ayla. Ma'ariv makes it night. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say. Then you tefillah makes it night. So we're all in agreement. If you're davening tonight early, after plag, you say Al Nisan, right? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. On a Rosh Chodesh, if you daven Ma'ariv after plag, you're saying Yal V'Yavah. Like Yitzhi says, so good, you daven Ma'ariv already. He said Yal V'Yavah, you made it night. Even if you didn't daven Mincha, yeah, what's the difference? You already made it night, right? That's what should be. That's what it seems to be. And my question is tonight. Let's go to a party. A lot of people going to parties tonight. I had someone who's flying tonight. I got twice. And even last night, someone told me, I got a phone call. Someone's got to go to Eretz Yisrael tonight. They have a 5 o'clock flight. They have a 5 o'clock flight. They want to know where they should light. Where are they going to light? They can't light today. They're going with their wife. They have a 5 o'clock flight tonight. They have to leave today. Put it at 2:30. They're leaving today at 2 o'clock. They're leaving 2 o'clock. Where are they lighting? They have nowhere to light. They can't light on the plane. They can't light in the airport. They can't. So the answer is they need a shliach, right? They need to write it. They're going to have a shliach light for them. That would be. But let's say their flight's a little bit later. Or many people have told me to go to Lakewood tonight and have parties tonight. The earliest time you could light is plag, but you're really not allowed to light a plag. It's only a bidyavid. But if you have no choice, then you light in plag because you don't have a choice. So the question is like this. This is my question.
Well, the plag doesn't have, it has to be a little taste.
Very good. So you light a plag, right. That's the last time someone asked me the question. They're coming out to stay home anyway. It's not even an option.
Why is that to stay lit? Safe. We said we don't have to stay lit.
No, it has to stay lit. Burn out.
Today tomorrow?
Yeah, today is different. Why? Let me tell you why. What happens today? This is my question. If you light today at the plot, right? Lit up the plot. But you're lighting up the plot. And then you can come to shul to daven mincha. So you lit. You say al anisim in your mincha today. That's the question. Well, right, but it would come out like Shama Zalman says. If you're going to do that, you got people davening the same mincha, and some people will be saying al anisim, and some won't. If the guy already did, he lit candles already. Now, where's the nageya? Because with Shama Zalman, Al Yashiv does say, even though plag is a b'di'evet, he does say that 15 minutes before plag is l'chachil already. He brings it right. So that means if you are going to daven, 15 minutes before shkia. Right? 15 minutes before Shkia says a little kapila. So if let's say we're davening mincha here today, let's say you go to a shul, it's 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before. So you light, you lift, you're in a rush, you're going to some party today. So 15 minutes before Shkia today is 4:30. So if you're going to go back to mincha, it's 4:20. So 4:15, you're going to go ahead and light your candles. According to Rabbi Yashar, the kapila, you light a light at 4:15. It means a raya that from Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to learn soon. I know it's in your up to now, but you're going to learn soon.
Right there.
You're right there. So the Mishnah Berurah says Shalayaktim. Layaktim, he says, is more than 15. When it says Shalayaktim, it's more than 15 minutes before. He says within 15 minutes, it's considered this man already. So if you're allowed to lie within 15 minutes, Lechatchila, he says. Lechatchila, you can lie 15 minutes before Shkia. And then you come to Shul to daven Mincha today. So would you say Al Anisim and Mincha or not? That's a, so what would you all tell me? What would you say? Is it the same as this question of where you daven Meir? I know. Then it might. We'll see. That might be different. Anyway, because maybe that's the zman that the chacham said to light. But tonight, the ikar zman is lighting later. Eliyashiv is in chadish. It's 15 minutes before. I just don't understand. To be honest with you, because of Shama Zalman Orbach says that you should say al hanisim in mincha today, right before mincha, and he brings a raya from this Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says that once you daven Ma'ariv, you accepted the day. Fine, I don't understand that. So what does that have to do with candlelighting? If the Chacham told me that I'm allowed to light, no, it's a good question. Why are you allowed to light? But if the Chacham say, does lighting candles mean that it's the next day? Or the Chacham told me that you're allowed to light early. You could light for plag. Is lighting candles davening Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv is the next day. I daven Ma'ariv the next day. But why is lighting candles today make it night? It's not night. The rabbi said you could light candles from plag and mincha starting on Chafei. Is that the same? Are we going to equate that to the same halacha?
If you daven Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock tonight,
yeah,
and you have a suit beforehand,
you
eventually
on it. You need to
daven Ma'ariv. You
have to shkia.
Ma'ariv didn't really trigger the nightfall.
But Ma'ariv could trigger it if you do daven Ma'ariv. Very good. Ma'ariv will trigger it if you daven. Right. No, it'll trigger.
The whole lighting is a regular shuk. It has nothing to do with night or day. It's, on the contrary, we're saying light earlier to put people on the street, right?
So right, but maybe maybe it is Hanukkah then. I mean, that's what Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. That if you're allowed to light, it must be the Rabbanim said that this has a shame of Hanukkah. Not that it's night. That's his chiddush. It's not night. You don't need night. I need it to be Hanukkah. So you can make it Hanukkah even though it's not night. So you're absolutely. So we have the Shiloh. How do we have 9 days? You have 9 days. You have 9 days of Hanukkah, because really you do. If you're going to light and plag, you get your 9 days. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the rabbi said, you can call this Hanukkah too. You call this Hanukkah too, you can say Al Anisim. That's what it is. I don't know if it's Raya. I don't know if it's Raya. So the Raya's don't make sense. I don't think it's Raya. You could.
9 days.
9 days. So I said. So we have a 9 days. We got to fly early. You get your 9 days. All right. Anyway, that was the shiloh of the day. He goes back and forth with other riots to this. At the end, I put it on the sheet here. He does. You see, I'm going to go to the next slide already because I want to talk about something else. But he does say hidlik nerishin shachanah kamiplag. You can see, and then you daven mincha. He talks about Yitzi's case with his Erev Shabbos, although on the bottom, he says, look what I wrote in the Aris, and what we just said is what he says in the Aris. All right, these are the Chidush. Let's talk about, plot. What's the best, a lot of us have parties. I had a party last night already, but for those, a lot of parties tonight. Honest, I want to talk about these questions that come up. Look at the second side, and then we'll talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein, when the best time to light is. Misha Nei Sami Beis, you're going to Simcha B'Yeruchayka. Well, it has to be simcha, but that's the question that they answer really young. You're leaving 4 o'clock, and you're coming back at 11.
What? So I was going on vacation.
Oh, maybe right. Very good. That could be. Anyway, so he says someone's going to the simcha, and he's leaving his house at 4, and he's coming back at 11. What's better? So before you look at the answer, what's better? Everyone's asking this question. Everybody has parties. So they got to get to the party. So they're going to be leaving the house by 4. 4 is plot. Yeah, but they're not coming home till 11. So what's better? What would you say?
His family's going to be up with him. That's the main bias. That's considered as a committee. So that would be better in his house.
Why? Well, maybe this is his man to do it. I mean, what's the Chacham is saying? You can like reply.
Because we said that the Zman is only for outside. Inside, it's the B'nai Bayis. You don't need
to. No, but they're about, what's Rabban say the Zman? They said Zman. They're not going to start changing Zman in it. So Rabbi Yashiv says, yeah, you should light before you leave. You can see it over here. We have to see why he says that. Look at the Teretz. So again, 4 o'clock, that's for sure before Shkia, even in Eretz Yisrael. And you're coming back after 11. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you should light before you leave. Now, why should you light before you leave? It doesn't make sense. Why should you light before you leave? You're lighting in Plag. Plag is a bit the other. Oh, I'll get to my plan later. And look what he writes in the parentheses. In the parentheses, he says, if you don't have a shliach, because if you have a shliach, then your shliach should lie for you. You shouldn't lie at all. So if someone tonight is going to a party at 4 o'clock, he's not coming home till 11, you should not lie. You know what you should do? Tell someone to go into your house to lie for you during this month. That's what he says to do. I know. What is wrong with 11 is a good question. So when they went back to Rabbi Yashiv, and they asked him the question again. I don't know if they asked him again, but they explained to him is only like Yitzi would say a little bit. Let's see what he says further. He says, "Hanal is ain't like Pesach someone's just on. That's because you don't have a door. L'chein, you're lighting inside. Kishiyad l'kishah arba. If you're gonna light at 4, and your whole family is leaving to the party when you lit bizman adlaka loya isham debayis. There's nobody in the house. There's no parsum inisa to anybody. So then, what's better?" Plaga later on. So the Shoyl says, but you're traveling with everybody in your family to the party, so no one's home. No one's home with you. You lit at Plag, right? You're lit at Plag. Your home is not, everyone's going with you to the party. It's not like they're staying home. So Rabbi Yashiv, let me just finish his answer. He says, you're right. B'chiyai gavna, wait till you get home at 11. Gives you lighting inside. Haremin adin. So then you don't have to light Kaidim Shetich L'regel Men Ashok. Even Shabbos Shashki is a Chama Inish, Raya Saner. Baishki, no one sees it. You didn't put the right oil. So he's saying like this. If you're lighting in your house and it's not for the shuk, so you're not doing it, you need people to see it. Who's seeing it? You're not home. When are you going to be home later on? You're not lighting for the street because you're not. It's too early anyway. So if you're lighting by the window in a chanami, so according to Rabbi Yashiv, and when I was with by the Sfarim, they do light outside. So if they're going to light outside, Rabbi Yashiv says it's better to light by plug, wait, because if you're going to light a plug, you're going to get there before Acha Tichla Regulman Ashuk. Acha Tichla Regulman Ashuk is 9 o'clock. So late 11 o'clock is not this man anymore. But if you're going to be lighting inside, and you're relying on those places that say, you don't need a Regulman Ashuk, because I'm lighting for my household, so then you would wait for light till later on. So everyone who asked me a question, I told him to wait. Based on what he says, you should wait. We're lighting anyway inside. We're not lighting outside. We light at a window too, but the window is just like better. So we also get that there. But really, we're not just relying on the outside, we're relying on our family members. Along in our family members, you should wait. So a lot of people tonight are going to lie later or late because we're going to the party. It's only 2:33. He's going to Muncie, going to Lakewood. You have to be there for the party. You're going to come home later. So everyone asks, can they eat? You can eat, make a shomer. I don't, these days, put an alarm on your phone and make sure that your alarm goes off on your phone when you get home so you remember that you have to go ahead and light candles. So do some type of a shmira this way you can eat, even though you're going to be lighting so much later on tonight. No one knows for sure why Rav Chaim Kanievsky said this, but it is important to always throw in the Shalom Bayis aspect over here. Because the halacha is really, now let's say you're coming home, you're flying somewhere, you're coming home late at night, and you're coming home at 11. So really the halacha is your wife should light and you're yaitza with her lighting. That's really what you should do. It's ishtek yigufa for anyway. So you really don't need to light. Your wife, someone has to light in this man. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky does say, and if you do have to go somewhere and you're not going to be home and your wife's going to be upset and the kid, you're not lighting with the children because that's always important. We should light with our children. If you're going to end up coming home at 11 o'clock, let's say you're going to be home at 11 o'clock, so you should die at 11 or plag because you're with the family. So Chaim Kanievsky says right at plag. That's what he says. He doesn't say why, but they try to say because he's worried about Shalom Bayis. And they write in parentheses, maybe because of Shalom Bayis. I can only assume we see that if you're not going to lie with your family, they're going to be upset. Your kids want to lie with you. My daughter's already telling me she was in Israel last year. She wants to make sure who's going to be there in the house because she wants to sing. She didn't sing last year. It's a family event, the Hanukkah candles. So if you're not going to be there, light already at plag. But like 15 minutes before plag, because then you have Rabbi Yasha that says, that's this month.
Maybe also because it's a shayla, it's machlik, if you can make a bracha, if no one's up, if you might be, everyone might be sleeping a lot.
Yeah, but the halacha is you could. Once it's this man, So he said you could light. Rav Moshe said, according to Rav Moshe, when's the best time to light, by the way? Just to show you quickly, Rav Moshe, because Oilam's learning in Hilchos Shabbos now Zmanim anyway, so it's worth it to learn this Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe always goes with this, not always, but he comes up with this 9 minutes of where that till 9 minutes is much more part of the previous day. And once you get to 10 minutes, so now we're running into Ben Hashmashis, it goes into the Shita Saga'inim, when it's Teisa Kachavim, what's a mil, what's 3/4 of a mil. But if the Oilam's learning whatever, I mean, now it's 15 minutes. And if you have 3/4 of a mil, it turns into 9 minutes. So till 9 minutes is still the previous day. So Rav Moshe says that the best time to light Chanukah, I just put on the sheet it. It's 10 minutes right after Shkia. He doesn't say why. But Yeshua said time. I'm guessing why because he wrote in another Simon Sanbeit. The Yitan Shemen, but you have to put in enough oil. You need to go for an hour at least because it has to be a half hour after taste. So if you're lighting 10 minutes. Rav Moshe always holds it's about 40 minutes after Shkia to taste. So you're lighting 10 minutes after Shkia. So you got a half hour to taste. So plus another half hour of taste to come. So you burn your candles and clear Rav Moshe should burn for an hour. This is all he writes. It's one paragraph. He doesn't tell you why. He just says a lot of reasons. He doesn't say his reasons. I'm only assuming that his reasons are because what he wrote in other places. Hepsik Ta'ari holds you can do till 9 minutes because he holds that it depends who you ask. David said he didn't only said it in certain cases, not all the time. I'm usually lenient because that was what I was told when I was learning in yeshiva that you have always up till 9 minutes. It's still considered the previous day. So 9 minutes is the zman of where we can say even when it comes to let's say certain drabanans that we're able to do. You get an addiction, someone stuck in the car. I give them the 9 minutes usually. So 9 minutes is going to be the zman. 10 minutes is considered already Bein Hashmashis. Bein Hashmashis, Rav Moshe says, is the Lechatchil is Zman to light. I'm not telling you anything to do that. You light whenever you like.
Some lights for you at home. Do you need to dim light where you are or no?
What?
If someone lights for you at home, you're not home. Yeah. Do you light where you are?
No. You could if you want. Tell them not to have your mind. You could. If you want, you could. You gotta have to. You might need to do that. Most Paiskim say that today we're lighting inside anyway. So we don't need the regular Menashuk anymore. We don't need the regular Menashuk like we said before. So light Davar Ma'ariv tonight and after Ma'ariv you'll light. But really, according to Rav Moshe, when you're finishing Ma'ariv tonight, here is the man to light already. That's what he's telling you. Because you're going to finish Ma'ariv 15 minutes after. The best time is 10 minutes after Shkia. So whatever you're going to do, Lefi Rav Moshe, if you do this, you're yaitza all the Shitas really. Because you're yaitza to grow after Shkia. You're getting your tzeis in because you're letting it burn. So really, if you're going to do like Rav Meir, I'm not going to hit to tell you to change. But whatever you, if you need to, definitely it's a lechatchila. Keep a maisha 10 minutes after shkia is a lechatchila. So if you're running to a party, because everyone's running tonight, everyone's calling you parties tonight. So you're already running to your party wherever it is. You don't have to wait. Rav Meir says 10 minutes after shkia is your lechatchila. So 10 minutes after shkia, definitely. So again, l'fi Rabbi Yashiv, you have 15 minutes before shkia is lechatchila. L'fi Rav Meir, 10 minutes after shkia is already lechatchila. For those of you, the rest of the week, so we generally dab in Ma'ariv, and then you light after Ma'ariv. Taste is not 5:15, so you light at that time. But you'll dab in Ma'ariv, and then you light. But what about, interesting, Rav Meir says, Chiddush Gadol. He says himself, sometimes Rav Meir will say, Min HaSvari doesn't have a raya. What's Friday? So let's talk about a Friday. Friday is this man is from plot. You can't light any later because you have to light Shabbos candles, so you can't light after Shkia. Your wife has to be a part of this too. So when are you going to light on Friday? You're going to light on Friday from plot. Are you allowed? So we have a very important question over here. If learn is going to learn, not the Shabbos now, luck is nearest. Your Shabbos candles, your Hanukkah has to be in your house. You have to light in your house. Where's your bias? Now, your Shabbos candles might be where you're eating. So your Hanukkah candles are going to be in your house. Because that you can't light if you're not sleeping there. So let's say it's coming Friday night, you're going out. So you want to go ahead, you have to light your Hanukkah candles there. Your Shabbos candles, they'll still be burning when you come home at night, you can light it there. If not, it's questionable where you're going to light your Shabbos candles. You got to light your Shabbos candles, so it should be somehow helping your suda. But the Ramesha wants to know that should you light Hanukkah candles right by plug, and then your wife, this way there's no rush. We're always in that rush. It's always those last 10 minutes. Oh no, we got to light Hanukkah, then our wife's light. So we have an Eitzah. Why don't you light Hanukkah candles right up plug? I'm not accepting Shabbos. Now go take a shower. Go get ready for Shabbos, and then you're right for light Shabbos candles when this man is 18 minutes before. So in other words, is it an Eitzah to get a in such a rush on Friday, we're rushing. Oh, we got to do the candles. We rush through. I don't know if you've seen Leicester, then you don't. Some people wait. But we're always in that rush. So should we wait as close as we can to lighting Shabbos candles? Or no? It's plag. Although plag is a b'diavad, but Friday, it's not a b'diavad. That's this man. So if it is this man, 3:30 you should light. And this way, you'll take your time. And your wife will light candles, whatever this man is, 4:15 to sleep.
Why would it be a problem? Technically, it would be like, if I want to make early Shabbos, it would be like a pillow. I mean, people don't make early Shabbos in the winter, but if I wanted to, it would be no problem.
I know. So Ramesha says, no, you can't do this. He doesn't say why, he just says Minasvar. He says, if the Rabbanan only told us to light candles early because of Shabbos, you should do it right before Shabbos candles. That's what he says. So whatever you're going to, if your wife is lighting, let's say this week 4:15. So then you would want to do it right before. I put it in bold. You can see his tshuva over there. He says, "Avolidid nira." This is what he writes. First of all, I'll read the beginning, and then we'll go back to the other question. Shazman who kaid them samach ner Shabbos, dem ein daiter lahavlik ner Shabbos. If your mom is lighting it at the end of plaga mincha, let's just say shkia, yachladik ner. You can't light Hanukkah earlier on. Uzman plaga mincha lahamadlik ner Shabbos. If you're lighting it 15 minutes or the 20 minutes before Shkia, you cannot Chanukah from Plaga Mincha. It comes up that if you're going away, really, so if you're going away for Shabbos, so your Chanukah, you light where you're sleeping. Your Shabbos candles, you should light where you eat. That's what we said, because you're not going to be there anyway. So again, the Chanukah, you have to light where you're sleeping. And your Shabbos candles, you light where you're eating. But you really have to do one next to the other. But he writes in bold, I wrote in bold, Avol Nikiva, and I didn't find this anywhere spoken about. You don't have to put it out. If you live it, don't put it out. But Avol Chachil Abadeh Yesh La'achmir, you should light right near Shabbos. That's what he says. So if that's what he says, we got to try to do that. Although, again, it just makes such a rush. Well, if you're a Maisha, even though Friday you're allowed to light plag, it's only if you're lighting Shabbos candles from then too. If you're not lighting Shabbos candles from then, you would have to write Hanukkah near Shabbos candles, because the later, the better. That's what he's saying. The later, we give you the right to start earlier, but the later, the better, and that's what he says. Matzah Shabbos, Rav Meir wants to say, what's the best time to light? So, we're not finishing here before 50 minutes anyway. He just wants to know, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said, those that keep 72 minutes on a Friday night, So it's interesting. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, don't keep 72 minutes this month of Shabbos, or coming week, because he says that Halakas Ner is overrun. Why do we keep 72? Not because we always hold 72. We only keep 72 because we're machmir. We make a Taisa Shabbos. But we only Taisa Darais, is not for the Rabbanan. If someone has to prepare something, then that's what we should do. But most of us that hold 72 are not holding a real 72. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, you should light candles before 72. Ramesh says no. Ramesh says that you should wait, don't change up. Whatever you hold on a regular Friday, especially now lighting in the house, for sure that's what you should do. You should wait to whatever your zman is for Matzah Shabbos, and then you light your Matzah Shabbos, your candles. All right, let's, a couple of very, we need questions for our Hanukkah parties, because everybody likes questions. So I have two questions for the Olam here, and one of the questions is such a strong question. The Teretz is a Chiddush Gadol. But please share these questions. We spoke about this. Amar Biyami, my time at the Rav. If the fire goes out, you don't have to relight it. But Va'asal Shamash fire, that we already spoke about. I want to talk about this. Are you allowed to be Mishamish to the R of the Chanukah? No. We don't do anything, but we have the Shamash for that. We're not allowed to read by the candles. We can't, the Gemara says counting money by the candles. We are not allowed to use Chanukah candles are holy. Asr, you can't use them. Ran explains why in the Rav, why? Everything. You can't learn there either. The time of the milsa, why? It was a miracle that happened. They made the halacha like the menorah. You cannot use the menorah for other purposes. So the question of the day, the one question of the day is a medrash agada. The medrash agada says like this. What am I saying? When they lit the menorah, all the chatzeres in Yerushalayim, they use the light to be able to enjoy, to benefit from the light. But we just said that it's asul l'shtam mishlaris on Chanukah. How could Chanukah be worse than the Beis Hamikdash?
That wasn't the menorah.
They used the ark. So they were Mishtamish dog. No, this is the Menorah of the Beis Hamikdash.
That wasn't a regular light. That's what? That's not the light. They would be standing next to it. Then it's a problem. You have your
it says they were Mishtamish. You see that you're allowed to use the Mishtam. They use the Mishtor. The Menorah's light gave off so much light. And that's what the Shem Shmuel says, because he asked the question, what we asked the other day, that we said, that he says, B'chatris kod shecha. The answer is the light gave them so much light. And therefore, everyone was able to use the light. So they use the light. We have to use the light. We just said that you can't, we're not on Chanukah, we're not allowed to use the light. How could our menorah be any worse than the oil and the fire in the times of Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't, they didn't have a shamash. There was no shamash. We had a shamash. They didn't have a shamash. They had a menorah. There's no turrets. There is a turrets. I don't understand the turrets, but we will share the turrets because it changes the whole Chanukah for us. If, in order to answer this question, we have to change something here. Wouldn't change anyway, but it's questionable if that's true or not. We spoke about this Friday night. Only some cypher says they lit it outside, but not everyone else says they didn't. They lit it inside. Can't light outside. The question. Because how do they get the menorah outside?
What light would they have gotten?
No, because it was the light. It gave so much light out. It lit up the whole huge line. It was a holy light. I don't know.
Right. It was indoors.
It still let out. It gave up such. It was such a strong light that it wasn't really
the light from the menorah.
No, it was the light from the menorah. All right, let's go to different turrets. Because we got to get to my other questions. The Teretz, they sent this question out to Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael, and one said this Teretz. If you have to be Medayik, the Ran says, Dal Yedei Neis Shenasa B'Menayra, Teknu Asu Kim Menayra. The truth is, the Menayra itself you couldn't use for any other purpose. This is Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Gadol in what we're having in mind tonight when we're lighting candles. Are we celebrating that the oil burned for 8 days? No. The celebration of Chanukah is that the menorah didn't sit and it was just not being used. It was used. So the Chanukah celebration that we're celebrating a miracle is not that oil burned for 8 days, but the menorah was able to be used. Oh, it didn't sit there, be not being used. If we're focusing on the menorah, not on the fire of the menorah itself, you're not going to have any anah from. The menorah is just for the menorah. So we're trying to remember the miracle that the menorah wasn't sitting idle. It was doing something. It was burning. It's not that the oil burned for 8 days. Like I said to you Friday night, the difference is to make it the oil burn for 8 days. It doesn't have to do anything with us. But it was that the Beis Hamikdash was in use. It didn't stop being used. So the menorah wasn't idle. It was used. So really thinking about the menorah. And the menorah, and if you medayik the Ran, that's what he seems to say. The Ran seems to say that Asu Kim Menorah. They made it like the menorah. And the menorah itself, you can't use for anything else. So when we're not having hanah from the R, it's not the R, because R you're allowed to have hanah from. You're not allowed to have hanah from the menorah. So remember, you're not allowed to have hanah from the menorah. It's also lishtamish la'ira, because it reminds us of the menorah. And what's the miracle to us? The miracle to us is that the menorah didn't stay idle. That's the miracle. It's not that the oil burned for it. Focus on the menorah, not on the oil. So tonight, according to this, it makes sense why you buy such a nice menorah then. Everyone asks the question, why are you spending thousands of dollars on the menorah? The oil is the menorah. Tarot says, no, the focus is the menorah. With a new pshat, the menorah, it's not the oil. The menorah, and that's why it answers the question. Everybody asks me, the menorah itself, could you throw it in the garbage? Do you have one of these disposable menorahs? According to what we're saying, you shouldn't, because the menorah is the focus. It's not the oil. We're lighting the menorah to remember that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was used and it didn't stay idle. So that is the mitzvah, the focus is on the menorah. So it's a new pshat in the whole concept of Chanukah. It's not the oil, it's the menorah. We're looking at the menorah, not the oil. Okay, next. I put it on the sheet. The Gadol who said this, or Eliyahu Avinadav, I don't know who he is, but I think it's a beautiful pshat in understanding what's going on over here. All right, let us go weiter over here. Interesting question. When you're going to start, as we go through the nights of Chanukah, so we start from the left and we go towards the right. Mishnah Berurah brings down, very important halacha. Tomorrow night, the next night, when you should be standing in front of the candle you're going to be lighting, right? If you're going to stand here, and the menorah is here, so I have to pass over the other menorah. I pass over the lights to get to the first. Eim avir and alamitzis. You got to light the one, so stand always in front of the one you're lighting. You make the bracha, you light it right away. Don't stand over here, and then you have to go here, because then I'm here. I'm passing. Oh, that's the halacha. You have to stand in front of the one you're going to be lighting.
It's filling.
It's filling. What do you mean?
Put our shalom yad on the left because our hand goes that way.
No, because when I'm going to lift it up, it's going to pass the yad, so I can't pass over. I'm lifting up my hand, so I have to do the yad and then the rush.
No, but in our filling mouth, when we put the shalom yad, most people put the yad on the left because
right, because it's you want to remember it, right?
That's how our hand goes, right? So we don't say we're not veering on the right.
Yeah, because it's sticking out. The one on the left is sticking out, so we're not mavir. It's in front. It's closer to us.
No, that's in a film article. That's one after another. But when they're one next to each other,
even when they're next to you should always leave it closer to that. Always leave the left one sticking out a little. You're right. No, they say it should be sticking out. Same things with the challah on Friday night. Always have it sticking closer to you. The question is how. This is what many ask. But it's a good question anyway. Friday night, tell your wife that when she's lighting Shabbos candles, she should light the one that's right in front of her? Usually, they will not do that because it's dangerous. If they're going to light the one in front of them, they got to go to the other one. I don't know how your menorah is. I have one that's circular. I have one that's in a circle, so it's not straight. And
Shabbos.
Oh, I'm sorry. My Shabbos. I like my Shabbos. My life there on Shabbos. I'm lying to you. Any of you ever tell your wife that she has to make sure to light the one right in front of her because they might be in Alamitzis? Anyway, this question was sent around to all the Gedolim also. Why we don't find this? We only find it over here.
Safety first.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe you should take out
the Shabbos. That's why you don't have
Kalabaras.
Shabbos, all the candles. Shabbos, my imprint. Shabbos, all the candles are on the same time. Shabbos, all the
candles. No, you really want to light one. The others are Marvin Benares. Right, so it's more like Shabbos. No, they usually don't. They light first. That's right, but it's still the mitzvah. I'm lighting candles. It's not a good
idea. You're saying the inker is my one on my left. So you're not only the inker on the left, you're being married on the other. They're two different vibrations. Shabbos, they're all about the same Shabbos candles.
A little more than that. Because Shabbos, you beat Mar B'Neri, Ribui Oinik Shabbos. You beat Mar B'Oinik Shabbos. By Chanukah, the Iker is only one. We have to be at a very fine line now. Chanukah is one, the other is on Mahadrin. So I have to do the one which is right in front of me because that's the Iker Mitzvah. Shabbos, the way we look at it is the more candles, the better the Mitzvah. So the Mirna are all included in bettering the Mitzvah.
All improving the first one.
Right, they're all improving the first. I think that's Shabbos. They're all improving the first one, so therefore they're all connected to the first. Here, each one's individual. One is the Iker. Okay, Mahadran, I'm going to light some others. But Ribui Neira is Einik Shabbos, like you're saying. I think that's a shot. That's the difference. All right, next question is a good question. I think the answer is Pashut. The halach is, in Hilchas Chanukah, you know, I can't have a Madura. You have to have one, because if it's a Madura, then it looks like you want to be Mishtamish Laira. So you have to light each light. You have to have a wick, which is a one wick. What happened? Matushah, you need a madura. You need a madura. Isn't taking two candles together creating a madura? The halacha is, it creates a madura, right? If because the Mishnah Berurah writes, first of all, let's learn the Chabra over there. Chabra says, don't hold the wicks together. It's a madura. So don't make sure when your candles are standing next to each other, they're not touching each other. Then you have madura. It's two wicks together. Each one's an individual. You can't have wicks together. If I say this is the question, tell me your teretz. I think it's a great question. The question is a great question. The question is, hadlaka is eisa mitzvah, right? Not hanacha, hadlaka is eisa mitzvah. The minute I light, I'm taking my shamish and I'm holding it together into the wick. I created a madura. And I can't have a madura. That's a good question. So what would you do? What's the eitzah? What's the eitzah? Every time you're lighting, it's a madura. That's what somebody asked us in Eretz Yisrael.
That's not considered a madura.
It is a madura because the Mishnah Berurah says that when you take two wicks together, you create a madura.
That's if you have a point, you put it together.
I made a madura while I'm lighting. I don't want the eight.
If you use a lighter, it's not two wicks.
So you have to use a lighter. So you tell me you have to use a lighter.
I'm saying that would be an answer.
You have to use a lighter. Anyway, I think the Torah is a question better than the question, but the answer is if it's a Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says, why are you not allowed to Madura for Chanukah? Zok the Sfasemes, turn over the sheep, and Sfasemes says, Yeshlamish in the Nira, it looks like Shedlikul Ishtamish, boy. Everybody says, it doesn't look like, this is the only way I can lie. So it can't look like that I'm doing it because I want to use it as to use the fire. He says, Lefizeh, because he writes, Ner Shabbos Yadla, Sunna Shabbos Yetzi Maduro. What? So I wrote on the sheet. That's what. Ma'at and Nithin Loimer, it's possible to say, Rak and Shteiner is Delekas Yachad Kibdura. Nero, I'm doing it with Tzarcha. But when I'm doing it over here to light the candles, how could you say that I'm doing it? There's no other way to do it. Really. I don't have another Eitzes. If there's no other Eitzes, everybody knows you're not doing it because you want to be Mishnah fire. You're only doing it because I don't have another choice. Anyway, it's a good question. You have another teretz. If you want to tell me you want to be machmir somehow to figure out how to light a candle and not a madura, it's a good child. A lot more has to be spoken about marasayin and chashad, so we will save it for mitzvah.